This is the audio version of the Guardian Angels Catholic Community Church Bulletin for May 10th, 2020, the fifth Sunday of Easter. The page on the front of the bulletin is a mostly purple road with green leaves coming over the top, kind of like a tunnel, green leaves of trees. At the bottom, it says, Jesus said to him, I am the way and the truth and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. From the book of John, chapter 14, verse 6. The second page of the bulletin is the page for all the readings of the week, as well as all the parish administration emails and phone numbers. I won't list all of those. You need to see the hard copy for those. There are the prayer requests, and I will list the names of those people in our community who need our loving support. Amara Strandy, Grace Elizabeth Bellicott, Anne Rosini, Wendy Tentis, Sally Bellicott, Teresa Johnson, Titus Koltsky, Ruth Olson, Dolores Crane, Bob Cattlebert, Louise Simonson, Alexandra Mudd, Jim Dickinson, Lori Germanson, Irma Jonesa, Eileen Moore, Guy Peterson, Catherine Scholes, Robert Tetru, Richard Garmer, Joseph Andazek, and Stevie Raymond, as well as Carrie Kennedy. On page 3, we have a blessing for the essential workers. Loving and ever-present God, in these uncertain and anxious times, bless all essential workers who are risking their health every day to serve others. Be with doctors, nurses, EMTs, grocery store employees, pharmacists, food carry-out workers, truck drivers, plumbers, electricians, farmers, and all others who are keeping our society functioning and healthy at this time. Give them safety, strength, courage, and grace to carry one another each day. We pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. Beneath that, under the heading of spiritual, is another verse from the Bible. I am the good shepherd. A good shepherd lays down his life for the sheep. From the book of John, chapter 10, verse 11. The office update, please continue to mail in your donation envelopes, no postage needed. Please watch our live-streamed 4:30 with ASL Mass every Saturday on the website or Facebook page. Please call the office between 8 and 4:30 during the week if you have any questions. The Elementary Faith Formation classes have ended for the program year. We are still virtually gathering by Zoom for fun activities and discussion in May and June. Many kids have appreciated being connected to their church friends. If your family would like to join us occasionally and you have not been receiving emails from Sarah Fleetham, please email her and she will add you to the list. Let's stay connected because we are the church. For youth groups and etc., play with an extra Y, high school youth invite you to meet on Zoom every other Sunday at 11. Email Paul for links. Thank you to Amy Spaulding, Angie Begnell, Tricia Adamson, and Bart Hauser for serving as adult leaders in our Jolt Junior High program this fall. The etc. young adults are invited to join on Zoom every other Tuesday at 6. Email Paul for links. The power of the rosary. The month of May has been traditionally dedicated to honoring Mary, the mother of Jesus. Pope Francis has asked that every family pray the rosary daily during the month of May for an end to the coronavirus pandemic. If you are unfamiliar with the rosary or have young children, you might try starting off with just one decade and slowly increasing it as we progress through the month. Page 4 is the Administrator's Corner. The first part of this is the stewardship message, which comes from the Catholic steward. The readings of this fifth Sunday of Easter present us with themes of dwelling places and home. As Christian stewards, we understand this world is not our permanent home. We are merely pilgrims here, making our way through the stewardship way of life to our true home, heaven. Yet as we make our way to heaven, we are called to make our dwelling here, whether we are in a household of one or bursting at the seams, a true domestic church. In other words, the stewardship way of life begins long before we set foot on the parish grounds. Stewardship starts at home. It begins with our families, our domestic churches. The domestic church plays a key role in our sanctification because it is the primary place where we practice intimate and selfless love of other persons. In our gospel passage from John, Jesus speaks of heaven as a home filled with dwelling places. In my Father's house, there are many dwelling places. If there were not, would I have told you that I am going to prepare a place for you? This is a beautiful image of the glory that awaits us and the personal love our Lord has for us in preparing the perfect spot for each one of us who remain faithful to Him. Let us respond to this great love by becoming good stewards of our earthly dwellings, making of our homes true domestic churches where we honor God with our prayer, our thoughtfulness to each other, and our generous hospitality to all. Let us never forget that stewardship starts at home. The Angel Mowers, our mowing team from the men's club, led by Tom Hermanson, will be meeting to discuss their assignments for the next 6 months. They are responsible for mowing and trimming our property. They are looking for new volunteers as the team is getting older and the need for backups for vacation and illness is increasing. More volunteers would also mean fewer days per month for each. There's also a need for a couple of volunteers to just trim. The parish provides all the equipment and safety items you will need. There is training for the equipment. By the nature of the duties, there is always social distancing. The Angel Mowers save our parish thousands of dollars each year. Thank you. If you are interested in finding out about this volunteer opportunity, please call the office and we'll pass your contact information on to Tom. The gardening angels, in addition to the large volunteer food shelf garden team led by John Capacci, we also have teams of green thumbs who plant and care for our three flower gardens. There is some crossover, but for the most part, these are three separate teams. Ed and Mary Lenth lead the front entrance garden team, the prayer garden, and the landscaping around the crucifix and the columbarium in the cemetery leads Art Bruce and Sue Lamno and Chris Hermanson. Our maintenance team, led by Jason and Tom Specht, support all three gardens and take care of the trees and irrigation system. The net proceeds from sales of the prayer garden pavers covers the rest of the new and replacement plantings, and some of the front entrance flowers are covered by the designated donations. If interested in learning more information, please call the office and we'll pass on your contact information to the right person. About prayer garden pavers, the pavers that were ordered in the late fall and during the winter months will be placed in the prayer garden this coming week. For those who are unfamiliar with our prayer garden pavers, they are in the prayer garden that is located on the west side of the worship space near the historic church. The cost of an engraved paver is $90, and you can order online on the website. Aluminum cans. With the stay-at-home order still in place, aluminum cans must be accumulating in your garage or wherever you store them for recycling. Please bring them to the church and dump them in the large recycling bin that is in the parking lot across from the food shelf. The net proceeds from the can recycling are split, with two-thirds going to the Boy Scout troop, 817, and one-third to offset grounds maintenance. Thank you. Streaming the Mass. We are in the process of adding more equipment, so we will have a permanent setup to stream Masses and other events in the worship space when necessary. Thanks to a very generous gift of $4,000 from the Woman's Club and individual gifts towards this Angels List item, we have raised close to half of what we need to finish the project. If you are able, please consider donating on our website to the Angel List Streaming. Mail in a check with streaming in the memo section or call Heidi in the office for stock donations or other. Thank you. Keep smiling, from Denny. P.S. In the readings from the Acts of the Apostles, we see how the first community of Christians gathered together to discern and resolve how to care for each other's needs. As good stewards of the sisters and brothers who gathered around the Eucharistic table, the community of faith selected those among them who were to ensure that no one was neglected. How are we helping to serve the needs of our parish family? How do we ensure that those who might be perceived to be the least of our brothers and sisters are not left alone and neglected during these unsettling times? The thought for the week? The Pope said recently, we Christians need to learn how to manage both moments of peace and moments of crisis. The Pope's prayer to the Lord was that the Lord might send His Holy Spirit so that we might know how to resist temptations in moments of crisis, that we might know how to be faithful with the hope that moments of peace will follow. May the Lord grant us the strength in the moments of crisis not to sell out the faith. On page 5 of the bulletin, we have pastoral care on being God's compassionate love in our own little worlds. There are many ways as your pastoral care minister, Mary Pat Potts, wants to be there for you. If you let her know what's going on in your life, joys, struggles, illness, hospitalizations, or challenges, she'll work with the pastoral team to try to find the best way to walk with you on your journey. She wants you to know you are never alone, especially during these times of uncertainty and physical distancing, when we may be experiencing an overload of feelings and anxieties and isolation. Please feel free to call her to hear a friendly voice, chat about anything, just to feel connected, or share anything heavy on your heart. How have depression and anxiety been affected by the COVID-19? Some people feel frozen in place, inactivity, in powerlessness, overwhelmed beyond coping. Maybe you see yourself in this. An article from the Mayo Clinic on the COVID-19 and your mental health from April 2, 2020 recently asserted the following. Stress is a normal psychological and physical reaction to the demands of life. Everyone reacts differently to difficult situations, and it's normal to feel stress and to worry during a crisis. But multiple challenges daily, such as the effects of this COVID-19 pandemic, can push you beyond your ability to cope. Many people may have mental health concerns, such as symptoms of anxiety and depression during this time, and feelings may change over time. Despite your best efforts, you may find yourself feeling helpless, sad, angry, irritable, hopeless, anxious, or afraid. You may have trouble concentrating on typical tasks, changes in appetite, body aches and pains, or difficult sleeping, or you may struggle to face routine chores. When these signs and symptoms last for several days in a row or make you miserable and cause problems in your daily life so that you find it hard to carry out normal responsibilities, it's time to ask for help. For those already battling these conditions before COVID-19, everything seems so much worse now. So what can we do? If severe, the suggestion is to contact a close friend or loved one, even though it may be hard to talk about your feelings. Even via private social media, if necessary. We are distancing from one another, but not isolated. We do not need and cannot manage these feelings alone. Contacting a spiritual leader or someone in your faith community was also at the top of the list. These people can help you lean into God's help as well as other people and remind you that God is always with us and will guide us if we allow it. Comfort and peace are what we are seeking in times such as these. And luckily, that is just what God offers through His faith community. A primary care physician or mental health professional or even the National Alliance on Mental Illness can be very helpful. Beyond that, practicing good self-care is something we all have at our fingertips. Number one, getting enough sleep, physical activity, relaxation, and healthy food and drink, and avoiding more harmful ways to try to cope, which can actually make matters worse and reduce your coping skills. These include drugs, alcohol, tobacco, and comfort foods. Number two, keeping a regular routine and staying busy, leaving little room for brooding. Number three, trying not to watch so much news or media where they sensationalize the crisis and heighten our worry, can help you with focusing on more positive thinking and life-giving stories of what people are doing for one another. And number four, thinking of things to do to make other people feel better actually has the side effect of making the giver feel happier and better about life. How do you feel God's presence with you? How do you manage your feelings of depression and anxiety during this difficult time? Who might you reach out to for help? The Eucharist to the Homebound. Unfortunately, we are unable to provide this service of bringing communion to people due to this health crisis. Under Adult Faith, we have Adult Wisdom Shared. What does it mean to you to be an Easter people? How do you live it? We invite you to please share your insights via email to Mary Pat Potts. The link for Coursera with hundreds of free courses is in the hard copy bulletin. As for face masks, calling all mask makers, there are parishioners and service providers who could still use a mask. If you can help, please contact the parish office. The next page is the social justice and outreach page. Retooling Challenge Grant starts now at Hope for the Journey Home. We have always known that a big part of the success of Hope for the Journey Home has been our amazing supporters who step up when times get tough. For over 7 years now, individuals with a heart for this ministry have given us volunteer time, donations of supplies and food, financial support, and prayers. Each of these gifts help to make our shared work possible. These days, we find ourselves in an unexpected time of retooling. Changes need to be made that will allow us to reopen the shelter safely. Staffing priorities, volunteer adjustments, new safety procedures. There is much to do. In response, a generous donor has offered us a $25,000 challenge grant. This means that between Mother's Day and Father's Day, May 10th through June 21st, this donor will match each and every financial gift up to a total of $25,000. We know that these are challenging times and that your financial capacity may not allow you to give. We don't ask you to do what you cannot. We ask you to do what you can. If you are able to give during this challenging grant time period, we thank you. Please make your donation online or send your donations to the parish office, clearly marked for Hope for the journey home. Whether you are able to give or not, we rely on your prayers for this ministry and for those families that we serve. Thank you. Advocacy 101. There are many different ways to be an advocate. If you are a parent, being an advocate might mean speaking up for your child when they need your support. If you are a student, being an advocate could be standing up with a peer who is being bullied. When it comes to legislative advocacy, there are a variety of methods that can make a difference. You can vote for candidates that mirror your values. You can send an email, write a letter, or make a call to someone who represents you in public office, asking them to act on an issue you care about. You can talk and listen to someone who is experiencing life differently than you are. Seeking deeper understanding and using that understanding to help change things for the better. No matter which of these ways you choose, advocacy is about being a part of something larger than yourself. From the Christian faith perspective, it means being a part of the body of Christ. Watch this space in coming weeks for more specific opportunities to be part of the changes we wish to see. The Joint Religious Legislative Coalition. You may already know that the Minnesota Family Investment Program provides cash grants to some of our state's poorest families. These parents are working in low-wage positions that now have seen tremendous cuts, and many of them do not qualify for unemployment compensation. In addition, if they are eligible for the federal stimulus checks, many do not have direct deposit through the IRS, meaning that their checks will be delayed. We can all do something to help. The state legislature is currently considering legislation that would include a one-time emergency payment of $500 to families on the Minnesota Family Investment Program. This would represent roughly 2 weeks of unemployment insurance for a minimum wage worker. We have existing federal income support dollars that can fund these one-time payments. Will you make a call or send a quick email to your state legislature to ask them to support this? If you don't know how to contact your legislature, they have the website in the hard copy of the bulletin. Thank you for speaking in support of those in need. This was written by Susan. I want to say her last name is Burdett or something. It's hard to read with the purple on top of it. She is the social justice and outreach staff person. The title of it is Papa Francisco Gets It Right. When it comes to the unrest in my spirit around this whole stay-at-home order, I find myself needing different things at different times. One day, all I really want is to watch something funny on Netflix. Or maybe it's an old Seinfeld episode on an actual DVD. Thank goodness for marrying someone who loves that show too. The next day, I can't wait to get out for my daily long walk. Come rain or come shine. Another day, I get restless and I want a new challenge. On those days, I resolve to find something to read or to act upon that drags me out of my comfort zone and back into the fray. Not long ago, the challenge came from the wisdom of our Pope. I have a friend of mine who always calls him Papa Francisco. He said this a few weeks back. Take care of the now for the sake of tomorrow. Always create creatively with a simple creativity capable of inventing something new each day. Don't run away. Don't take refuge in escapism, which in this time is of no use to you. He really got that one right. I'm not here to get all judgy when all you can muster is a bowl of popcorn and a good movie, but when this whole world situation leaves me wondering what we can do to make things better, I have been pondering Papa Francisco's notion of simple creativity. What can I do in a new way to help change the world? What does simple creativity look like for you? This week, I invite you to ponder that. If you come up with anything you want to share, please do. I am always looking for new ideas. And at the bottom of the social justice page, we have a column where we invite you to pray for a person caught in our broken immigration system. Each week we offer up a name of someone detained, deported, or waiting for justice. Love builds bridges, not walls. This week's name is Marguerite from Cuba. And on page 7, the final page of the bulletin, there is a comic strip, just two black and white panels for the fifth Sunday of Easter. There's two men on the first panel walking side by side. The man dressed in white, because it's black and white, he's got a black baseball cap on and a black beard and mustache. He is speaking to the man who is in black, and he says, "If I could see direct evidence of God, then I would believe." And in the next panel, you see, again in black and white, but rolling hills, greenery, maybe a river running through it. It's obviously a nature scene, and the words, "Check it out." Happy Mother's Day, and have a great week.